Nehemiah chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, wine was before him, and I picked up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been before this time sad in his presence, and for this reason the king said to me, "Why is your countenance sad, seeing that you're not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart." Well, then I was very sorely afraid, and I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my forefathers' graves, lies waste, and the gates of it are consumed with fire?" And then the king said to me, "For what do you make request?" And so I prayed to the Elohim of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you would send me to Yehuda, to the city of my forefathers' graves, so that I may rebuild it." And the king said to me, the queen also sitting near next to him, "For how long will your journey be, and when will you return?" And so it pleased the king to send me, and I set for him a time. Moreover, I said to the king, "If it please the king, let letters be given to me for the governors beyond the river, so that they may convey me over till I come into the Yehuda, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, so that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which are next to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I will enter into." And the king granted me according to the good hand of my Elohim upon me. And then I came to the governors beyond the river, and I gave to them the king's letters. And now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. And when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. And so I came to Jerusalem, and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, and some few men with me, neither did I tell any man what my Elohim had put into my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me except for the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night, by the gate of the valley, even in before the dragon well into the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates of it, which were consumed with fire. And then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. And then I went up to the night in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers did not know where I had gone, or what I had done. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates of it are burnt with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, so that we be no more a reproach." And then I told them of the hand of my Elohim, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken to me. And they said, "Let us rise up and build." And so they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king?" And then I answered them, and I said to them, "The Elohim of heaven, he will prosper us, and for this we are his servants. Will arise and build, but you have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem." End of chapter.